Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. To begin, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote? Likely will vote? May or may not vote? Or will not vote?
Likely.
Likely, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize the person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first one is Chris Chafee. Do you recognize the name?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Yes, I recognize that name.
And do you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Neutral.
Thank you. The next one is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Robin Thicker. Do you recognize that name?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Now, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose at the moment.
Oppose. And do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, when you're deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? And we want to know if you find that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first one is being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
That's not important.
Not at all, or not too important?
Not too important.
Thank you. The next one is securing and protecting our southern border.
That's very important.
Economic issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Very important.
Job creation and economic development?
Very important.
And the last one for this list is energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. The first one is, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one on this list is, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Hogan or the other first guy, the Robin guy?
We can only choose one. Which one should I record?
Probably Robin.
Robin Thicker, thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
Thank you. Now, these lengthy questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
40 to 49.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.